USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Of a deal the U.S. House and Senate are expected to vote on to avert a government shutdown tomorrow night, President Trump says
it'll be sent to us at some point, and we'll take a very serious look at it.
While the White House has suggested President Trump is inclined to sign on to the deal because he wants to avert another government shutdown, it does include far less money for a border wall than he's been demanding. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis marking the anniversary of the Parkland High School shootings a year ago today with a call for action. He's announced that a petition has been filed to form a grand jury to investigate the shootings that killed 17 people. DeSantis saying the grand jury that would be impaneled by the state's Supreme Court would look into any potential wrongdoing by the school district and ways to improve school safety to prevent such tragedies in the future. And this is USA Radio News.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why can't more things in life be customizable? Why can't I buy Neapolitan ice cream without strawberry? Can't I just have the chocolate and vanilla flavors I'm comfortable with? Do people even want a fruity ice cream flavor sandwiched right between the classics?
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Equal Housing Insurer.
On Capitol Hill, senators scolding real estate execs and Pentagon leadership over what they say are unacceptable conditions in privatized military housing, vowing urgent reform. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
The Senate Armed Services Committee heard disturbing testimony on shoddy housing for many military families. Housing advocate Crystal Cornwall.
I have felt the helplessness of a fellow Marine Corps spouse as she held her new baby and sobbed while we stood under a collapsing, moldy ceiling in her home at Camp Lejeune.
A survey of nearly 15,000 military families found most are dissatisfied with their housing and cite serious health and safety concerns.
Mississippi could soon have the most restrictive abortion law in the land. Lawmakers approving the bill yesterday that bans most abortions as early as 6 weeks into pregnancy upon the detection of a fetal heartbeat, and Governor Phil Bryan says he'll sign that legislation. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A Texas couple in custody after their children were found malnourished, caged, and living in deplorable conditions back on Tuesday. Wise County officials say Andrew Febula and Paige Harkings, both 24, are charged with four counts of criminal child endangerment. Authorities were brought to the home 20 miles north of Fort Worth because of a domestic dispute between the two, for which Harkings is also charged with aggravated assault. The sheriff's office reported finding two older children locked in a kennel. Two younger children were covered with their own waste and appeared malnourished. They say a lot of food was locked inside a pantry in the home, but apparently the kids weren't getting it. The children now in foster care after they were evaluated at a nearby medical center. Five people are injured after a plane heading back from Southern California to Seattle had to land in Reno. That Delta flight ran into severe turbulence, taking a nosedive twice. Video from inside the plane showing an overturned drink cart and the aisles scattered with belongings. Three people had to be treated at a hospital because of minor injuries. And the FBI is investigating a fire at a Planned Parenthood in Missouri as a hate crime. The Kansas City Division is also putting up a $10,000 reward for information leading to the arrest and conviction of whoever's responsible. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.